I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics.
It is. Johnny, what classic film should we talk about? One that's hot.
How many movies take place in a hot environment and physically sense how uncomfortable the characters on screen are because of the heat? The African Queen.
Oh, and a great choice. I mean, it was filmed half in the studio, but half in the Belgian Congo.
Yeah, they went to Africa because that's John Huston, and he doesn't mess around.
He changed places so that he could be in Zaire to shoot elephants. So Huston was one rugged guy. And Bogart,
yeah,
perfect companion for Huston.
Yeah, right.
Two of them just drink their
drinking it up, smoking it up.
Right. And Katharine Hepburn, what an unlikely choice for a film in Africa.
Put her in Africa, and you get this wonderful performance out of Katharine Hepburn.
She was uptight personally, and she played an uptight character. Huston came to her, and he said she was just way too serious in this role. She's playing a spinster, religious type, and she's trying to get Bogey to drive up the river to shoot down some German ship.
Right.
Huston says to her, you got to loosen up a little bit. He says, why don't you act like Eleanor Roosevelt? Giving you a hoity-toity smile in the face of some of the worst circumstances. Hepburn says that was the best direction she'd ever received.
That's great.
Isn't it? The two of them in Africa, everybody gets sick, gets dysentery.
Mm-hmm.
But what two people?
Yeah, Huston and Bogart. Because
right.
They're just so full of booze.
Oh,
is that it?
They're drinking imported.
Nothing can live inside of those guys.
Imported Scotch whiskey.
Ah, that's so good.
Here's what Bogey says. All I ate was baked beans, canned asparagus, and Scotch whiskey. Whenever a fly bit Huston or me, it dropped dead. Hepburn, she drank only water. When she was playing that piano in the movie, she was, every few minutes, they had to stop while she puked into a bucket.
Oh, man.
Because she was so sick.
Wow.
But that's because she wouldn't take a drop of alcohol.
She did not drink in real life?
I don't know that for sure.
Or was she making a conscious
decision?
Well,
let me say this. She spent a long time, Spencer Tracy's alcoholism.
True. Yeah. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
She has to deal with that guy. Yeah. And then she goes on set and she's surrounded by Huston and Bogart. This movie is so much fun. When you think of it, it's really a classic road movie.
Oh, you're right. You're so right.
You know,
yeah.
It's road movie on a river.
You got it.
Here's one character, and then here's the completely antithetical character, right?
I know it is.
And how they form a synthesis together. The whole point of a road movie is to bring those two people together. One of my favorite road movies is Midnight Run, De Niro and Grodin. When those guys come together at the end, there's something beautiful about it.
He gets his only Oscar on this role.
Mm-hmm. She brought it out of him. See, isn't that meta cinema at its best? So Katharine Hepburn hates being around these guys. Just like her character initially hates being around Mr. Allnut. Meanwhile, she is slowly drawing out of him this wonderfully nuanced performance.
Yes.
And so one might argue that she gave him that Oscar.
Accompanying them on this trip was Lauren Bacall.
Oh, yeah.
And she became lifelong friends with Kate Hepburn. Pretty nice, because when Bogey was in Casablanca, it was all kinds of trouble with his wife on the set because of Ingrid Bergman.
And also, when you think about that, creates another interesting dynamic, right? Because Lauren Bacall is so much younger.
Yes.
More of a screen sex symbol.
Correct.
Than Katharine Hepburn. Off screen, you have your sex symbol younger wife. On screen, you have this matriarchal megastar. And the balance between that, your director, is this alcoholic rogue genius.
I know it. And he has directed Bogey before.
Yeah.
Treasure of Sierra Madre.
Maltese Falcon.
Maltese Falcon really started it for Bogey, don't you think?
For sure.
Yeah.
The sound design, too, of that boat.
Oh, yeah.
The sound design only aids in the tension of how precarious their situation is. You think they're going to make it all the way with this clunker?
Oh, you are so right. And it's got that beat to it. The tick, 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 tick. That reminds you of this thing. You know it's going to break down.
Yeah.
it's just a matter of when.
You know you're going to see it's going to clunk to a halt, and there's going to be blue oil-tinged smoke.
I mean, and like the boat, and like the film, it's just bigger than life.
Yeah. Great.
And hot. The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.